Ah, good day. Tales of the Whales. We're a bit late in recording it today, aren't we?
Well, it's a bit later than normal, yes. You've had a lovely lie-in.
I had a lovely lie-in.
You did?
Because I wasn't feeling so good. But you enjoyed the fact that I wasn't around to hamper your Christmas decorations.
I've been very busy. I've been getting festive.
Yeah.
So I've put the tree up, decorated the tree, got the decorations all out of the loft, and ordered lots of presents.
That's what worries me, yeah. But, and the dogs you can hear moving around. You all right, Radley? Good. So, since last week, what have we done? This, of course, is a podcast about our week with our friend Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we went and did we go and see the doctor?
Do you know, I think that was the week before.
It's really bad, isn't it?
No, it was the week before, and then you went for a scan on Monday, because remember the scan was cancelled, so...
Oh, yeah.
Monday you went to the hospital for your scan, because the scanner was broken the week before.
Yeah, poor old scanner, but it's mended now.
And then on Wednesday you went and did a bit of work.
Yeah. And so it's been quite a busy week.
Yeah.
But I've been feeling... I was taking Cocodamol a couple every night, and then somebody says you can get addicted to them, and so I stopped for a bit.
And then you've now been moaning about how much everything hurts and you've not been able to sleep.
Yeah.
So I think you don't need to worry about getting addicted to them. Taking two every night in your situation is really fine.
Do you think it's okay, darling?
I think it's better that you take them and you have a nice night's sleep with no pain.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I'll do that. Yeah.
Worrying about long-term addiction for something when you're in your 70s.
Was that really necessary? Was it, that really was hurtful. You're nearly in your 60s, so don't give me that.
No, I know.
I mean, for people who don't know, I have terminal cancer, but should not be here, really. We didn't expect to be around at, I think this is the 95th Tales of the Whales we've done.
Yes.
So you never know, do you?
No. You've been hanging on in there. Thanks to the marvellous Professor Tom.
Yeah. And so thank you, Tom. Or we got a funny letter from...
Yeah, we had such a bad letter from the hospital, from the haematology department. So they've sent it to the wrong GP, a different address to our GP, in a completely different town.
Mm.
And then they called Professor Thomas Powell's Melanie.
I don't know that we should talk about this on the podcast.
Well, it was just like, had this person just come back from a really long lunch or something when they typed this letter? It was a bit strange. But it gave us a bit of hilarity, didn't it?
Well, yeah, of course.
I can't wait to go and see Melanie. Or maybe when we get there, he isn't Tom anymore. Maybe he is Melanie. Who knows these days?
Oh, you are on a funny level today, aren't you? You get it, we're planning to do a Christmas show on talk television and radio at Christmas lunchtime. And I think she's getting in the mood to do it, aren't you?
I hadn't really thought about that, but...
No, but if you carry on the way you are today, I think it'll be amazing.
Right, okay.
Yeah. It depends what
I've done. I'll probably have a small sherry beforehand as well, which...
I've never known you have a small sherry.
I think I am quite old now, because it must be a real sign of old age when you suddenly fancy a sherry.
Well, we went to a in the village pub down the road with Joe, our friend, who is the landlord. We went down there and went to a port and cheese night.
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
It was very
He had fun. Such lovely... He had 10 ports for us to try. They were so... And he started off with, like, the less expensive ones and worked up to the lovely ones, but... Oh my God, they were so nice. So nice that you can't just have a little sip. You have to like drink the little glass.
But normally when you go to a tasting like that, they only give you a little sip.
Yeah, he was very generous with his measures.
He was.
And it was, and lovely cheeses.
And I slept really well that night.
I felt really bad the next day.
Did you?
I was at work with a headache and feeling a bit ropey.
Well, Christmas is here, nearly.
Serves us right for going out having a world party night on a school night.
Yeah. It was a bit naughty, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, naughty but nice.
Yeah. But you're not really supposed to put the decorations up until December. I don't know.
Well, I don't normally put them up until after Cammy's birthday, which is on the 10th.
Yeah.
So that to give like a differentiation between her birthday celebrations and Christmas.
Right.
But now that she's moved out, I can
do it whenever you want.
And also, we've got a busy few weekends coming up. So this weekend is a quieter one. All we've got is some lunch with friends tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's a good day for me to do it. And it's December tomorrow, so I think you're being a little bit pernickety.
Yeah, I think I probably am. The point of this is, actually, if you can, I could quite easily have stayed in bed all day, which is sometimes how the cancer affects you.
Mm.
Whether it's the cancer or the chemo, you're never really sure.
It's probably a combination of everything.
Yeah. But you have to sort of fight against it. Although I'm a bit grinchy, apparently, at the moment. So we go out. And don't you mention anybody I've criticised, please. I only do that
to you.
No,
the last couple of times you've been out, you've just been a bit moody.
Well, I haven't been moody so much as, you know.
Well, you haven't been fun to be with, because normally you're quite, normally you're like jolly and you're just sort of complaining about everything. And after about an hour of someone complaining, it gets a bit...
Sorry, darling. I am sorry.
That's okay. No, last time when we went out on Thursday, you started being miserable. And the thing is, I know what it is. It's not the actual situation or being out or anything. It's the fact that you were fed up when we got there because you had trouble getting in and out of the car, walking up the stairs to the bar. And then that makes you annoyed with yourself, or frustrated, I think, probably, and fed up. And then to that makes you then get a bit grouchy. I totally understand it.
Mm. Well, I'm trying to control it now, okay.
Yeah, but it's also not so nice. I have to go like, come on now. Don't be grinchy.
Well, actually, I quite enjoy it because, you know, it's usually people annoy me. I must stop it. Don't look at me like that, you know. And somebody, just because you're in that sort of grinchy mood, and people come, oh, you look really good. How are you? And although they mean well and everything else, sometimes I've got terminal cancer, but I'm still here feeling a bit rough.
Yeah, but you wouldn't like it if they rocked up and said, oh, fuck, you look really dreadful.
Dear, you've got to mind your language. You know, we could be taken off the air. And when we're doing that on talk, you are not to use that word.
I'm just saying, somebody came up and said, like, oh, my goodness.
You look awful.
That isn't going to put you in a better mood.
That would probably actually get me into a more entertaining conversation.
I'm not sure that it would. You'd probably take it to heart.
Yeah. But, you know, it is, sometimes you do lapse a little, and it's difficult. You have to get used to the fact you've been told that you have a limited amount of time left. But I always go back to this whole thing when we went to the ball for the children's hospice and kids. And they always do a bit in the ball, and we went to it this year, of children who had died within the year. And
we spoke about it last time.
Did we speak about it last time? Mm. And it puts you back into a position of reality. I mean, I'm in my mid-70s.
You are?
And a lot of people, you know, people die at sort of 70, so, died at the age of 70. Nobody thinks much about it, do they, really?
No.
But imagine...
They say you've had a good innings.
Yeah. Well, that's 90. Well, I don't know that I could do 90, but...
My dad died when he was 55.
See what I mean? That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, that was sad.
My dad died around about the same age. We have so much in common.
Yeah, that's not a nice thing to have in common, though.
No, but it's something we have in common, which we must remember next time we have a fight.
We don't have fights.
Well, no, you just put me in my place. I correct you when I'm wrong.
Just point out when you're incorrect. Yeah, that's not having a fight.
No, but you seem to point out a lot when I'm incorrect.
Well, you are incorrect quite a lot of the time.
Am I?
Yeah, you do. But always, you know, it's your apparently or they say. And like, who is this they that comes out with all this nonsense?
I can never remember. I just talk to so many people. It could be anybody.
I know.
It?
The thing is that you're told something or you read something and you believe it.
No, I don't.
Well.
But I discuss. In fact, I try and tell everybody not to. You know, when you see something online or hear something online, don't believe it's true. Think about it. Apparently.
Yeah, right.
Apparently.
Okay, well, where did you get that really ridiculous piece of incorrect information from? And you go, oh, someone told me.
You see, that's because you deal with facts and figures.
Yeah, I do. And it's so easy to check a fact, as long as you check it in the right place, not in somewhere that's fake news. But, yeah.
I refer back to my grandmother.
Yeah.
And you're always saying, oh, that's...
And you're one of these people that throws salt over your shoulder if you spill some. I mean, why? What does that achieve?
I haven't done that for a long time.
It just makes
more mess.
Have
you ever seen me throw...
Yes, I have.
Have you? And you didn't say anything.
I was like, yes, I did. I was like, why are you doing that? It's mental. You're just making more mess by throwing
salt. I don't walk under ladders either.
Well, that you can understand. That's got some kind of logic to it, because if there's somebody up a ladder with something heavy, you know, if they dropped it, that I can understand that. That's sort of common sense.
And what else do I do? Well, luckily we have two magpies regularly here. Otherwise, I'd be going mad.
Oh, you tell me if I put, because I put some shoes on the table. There's shoes on the table.
I never tell you off. I couldn't tell you off. Couldn't handle
you. You didn't tell me, but you were like, oh, you mustn't put shoes on the table. You'll never get married. I was like, oh, I've been married so many times. I've always put my shoes on the table. So that's nonsense.
Well, that's probably what it means. You put shoes on the table.
I mean, clearly,
that marriage
won't
work.
Want to get like ones you've just been stomping around outside and then put them on the table where you're having dinner. No, obviously, that wouldn't be hygienic.
Good.
But you know, a brand new pair of shoes or something that you're on the worktop while you're.
Are we supposed to be talking about cancer or what? Well, not much to talk about. You have it, you have to deal with it.
Well, we haven't got much of an update, really, have we? Apart from that, you've decided to take yourself off of Cocodamol. And then you've been moaning about how much everything hurts.
I might go back on tonight.
Yeah, I think probably.
I mean, it is very difficult. I mean, I want to know if the chemotherapy I'm on has stopped working, then I'll come off that. And when I came off it before, things improved immeasurably, didn't they?
You did feel a lot better, yeah.
Yeah.
But you haven't got nearly that's because you had the cracked sore feet and the mouth all sore and couldn't eat.
Well, I've lost my taste. Buds again a lot. And the tops of my fingers are a bit funny, but it's not as bad as it was.
You can still do your buttons up by yourself?
I can do my buttons up by myself, yeah. I mean, the other day I got really angry where I found it difficult to get my sock on. I mean, how embarrassing is that? That's when I get really grumpy with myself.
And what was the reason? Because you couldn't bend
my leg and I couldn't get my... I couldn't get my leg up.
Oh, dear.
But
you obviously did manage in the end.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to ask you to do that, that's for sure. That's when I shall be going to Dignitas.
I wouldn't mind.
Well, the assisted dying debate went through, and I know everybody gets arguing about it, but it'll be misused and everything else, but how many dogs have you had to gently put down in your lives? People, we've had to... I've never been without a dog, so obviously that, and nor have you really, have you?
What are you rambling on about?
I don't know, I was talking about the
it's
thing
just
about
a
having,
and then he went to put putting
thing,
dogs to
thing about yeah thing about having having cancer is you worry about how the end
makes
be.
You ramble on.
No, I'm putting it in, you're just being horrible to me, and I don't like it when you're horrible to me. I don't know. I like to be able to decide when I want to have an injection and go to sleep, and everybody's getting all upset. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. But luckily, the bill for dying with dignity, as far as I'm, this is just my opinion. Others may want to suffer. That's fine if you want to.
The thing is, at the moment, it is only rich people who can afford to do it, and that's not fair. It shouldn't be just rich people who can afford to go to Dignitas. So
no.
It should be more... universally.
And then people say to me, well, you were told you only had 6 months to a year to live, and now you're four or five years on. You know, you've missed on. No, I missed it. I wouldn't have felt like doing it. When I'm in bed, I can't get out, can't go to the bathroom, can't get my socks on, can't undress, and there is absolutely no chance of that
improving. I think actually with you, it's just going to be when I can't go to work. That'll be...
Ah, we got cut off then because
your pill time, the alarm went off.
That's the thing about, you know, you have medication and you have to take it at certain times. Golly, if I hadn't got such a brilliant carer, I don't know where I would be, would I?
Well, it was quite a good idea to set the alarms on your phone because otherwise I don't think you would remember to take them.
No.
But that works a treat.
Yeah. And as long as I don't miss my mouth and drop them on the floor or...
But we must remember not to be doing the podcast around pill time.
No, we should have done it this morning.
The 2 p.m. one.
You should have woken me up.
Why? You were sleepy. I did pop in and check on you, but you were just sleeping away.
Oh, right.
And you didn't get in till about 3 o'clock this morning.
Half two.
Well, that's, fairly much in the same ballpark area.
But normally the dogs wake me up and they didn't bother to wake me up this morning.
They were very, very intrigued by me getting all the Christmas decorations out of the loft.
Oh.
They were having a lovely time.
I didn't even hear that.
Because those things were happening.
They enjoyed that. And I wasn't here to sort of make it worse. But the thing, I always say the thing is that you have to try and carry on in life as you would. And maybe I'm still suffering from the port and cheese. Well, it was only two nights ago, wasn't it?
I don't think a hangover lasts that long. We weren't that bad. We weren't like falling over.
We weren't drunk.
No, it's just port
is... No, sorry, I wasn't drunk.
Were you not?
Don't think so, no. It may be the three or four glasses of wine I had before we went to the port tasting that might have just...
Tipped you over the edge there.
We didn't drive. It's okay. For anybody asking, we wouldn't drive in that.
Of course not.
No, just saying.
I don't think you even need to say that.
No.
This is, I am very law-abiding.
Yeah, well, I've just saw some people...
I won't even leave the drive until you've got your seatbelt on.
Well, I'm not even allowed to drive at all anyway.
No, you're not.
That's my biggest bugbear of having it.
It is annoying.
Yeah.
Because I don't like driving. And you do.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you still would if you could, but you're not allowed to, so I have to.
Yeah.
Which is...
You won't even let me illegally drive, will you?
No, I will not.
Oh, dear. Well, I think we should go and have some lunch. Normally we have breakfast.
Yeah, I think it is. It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. So I'm going to go and take those pills, which I didn't take. I just turned the alarm off. And have some lunch, and we wish everybody in the same situation the best. Just you know, it's easy to get into that downward spiral, and it's terrible for the person who lives with you and looks after you and everything else. And I do apologise, honey, and I'll try my hardest not to be Mr. Grinch.
No, that's I would appreciate it if when we went out you didn't just be moody.
Yeah, no, I'll just save that for when I'm at work.
But if you do, I'll just find somebody else to talk to who's a bit of a better mood.
That hurts. That really,
Leave you sitting in the corner
hurts.
Being grinchy by yourself.
You know, when you go off and chat all these guys up, that really hurts.
Oh, ridiculous. I have never done that.
But, yeah.
I wasn't thinking about guys anyway. I was thinking about talking to some jolly ladies.
Yes, well, no, I do that too. But... I try not to sort of... I always think I'm being sarcastic, and you never really get sarcasm with me, do you?
No, you say it was a joke, or I was teasing you.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you do that to me? I don't like it.
I just said that person looks like a prat. Am I not allowed to do that anymore? No, the answer really is no, you're not.
It's a one-off thing, but you were going on and on and on and on and on about that.
All right, okay. I think it's time to go. Thank you very much indeed. Have a lovely week. And
I'll go and make you some lunch.
Whatever cancer you are living with, remember there is an organisation, a charity, obviously, we talk about Macmillan Nurses quite a lot, who will help. And, if you hadn't made us do these things and sign up with a hospice and all of that, life would be so much more difficult, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. So look after yourselves, and we'll talk again on Tales of the Whales
next week.
Yeah.